We are heading into the bottom of the ninth inning with the home team down by one run. Can they make it happen and win the game? Or will the away team hold on and get the win here tonight?
I can't believe how much faster the game has gone. The pitcher would usually take a long time to throw the next pitch.
Yeah, that is because the pitcher only has a certain amount of time to start his motion.
What do you mean he only has a certain amount of time to start his motion?
Well, the pitcher only has 15 seconds when the bases are empty and 20 seconds when there are runners on base to start his motion. But if he fails to start his motion, the pitcher gets an automatic ball. This is because before, a 9-inning game would last about 3 hours and 6 minutes.
Okay, that's cool. But does that clock apply to the batter as well or not?
That's right. Now the batter has to be in the box and be ready for the pitch by the 8-second mark, or he will get an automatic strike.
So what you're saying is that if the pitcher fails to start his motion between 15 and 20 seconds, he gets a ball, and if the batter is not ready, he gets a strike?
Yeah, that is right, Dad.
I never knew that, but I also noticed that the bases have gotten bigger. Is that also new?
You're right, Dad. The bases have gone from 15 inches to 18 inches, as they are meant to prevent players colliding and give the players room to make plays. This change also decreases the distance between the bases by 4.5 inches, except for the home plate.
Well, that is really interesting that they made the bases bigger and shortened the base distance. But I see the infielders are also standing on the infield dirt and not the outfield grass. Why is that?
That is because all four infielders are required to be on the infield dirt or infield grass with two players on both sides of second base, and then can move after the pitch is thrown. This new rule prevents infielders standing on one side of the field during a plate appearance.
That's pretty interesting that baseball now has new rules to make the game go by faster compared to last year.
There's another new rule for the pitcher has to follow as well.
What else did they change?
The pitcher can only step off the mound to pick off twice per plate appearance. But if he does it a third time but does not get an out, the umpire will call a balk on the pitcher and the runners get to advance one base.
I never noticed that the pitcher hasn't picked off the runners compared to how much they have done it in the last season.